From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the presidential race, polls have closed in the Virginia primary, and NPR projects that Senator Barack Obama will win on the Democratic side. John McCain and Mike Huckabee are vying for Republican votes in a tighter race. In Maryland and Washington, D.C., voting continues for another hour. Hillary Clinton was headed to El Paso, Texas tonight. Looking forward to that state's primary coming up on March 4th. NPR's Audie Cornish joins us from Richmond, Virginia. She's at the site of tonight's Barack Obama election night party, though the senator himself is on his way to next week's battle. He's flying to Wisconsin. Audie, what's the scene in Richmond there?
Well, right now people are just starting to gather here at the Camel, which is sort of two parts cafe and one part performance space. And a lot of them are volunteers from the campaign, people who've been out phone dancing and canvassing throughout the day. And as they hear the returns and the results, they're cheering and whipping out their cell phones and telling their friends to come on down.
Now, Barack Obama had been heavily favored to win in Virginia. Does this result line up with what you were hearing from voters this week?
Talking about his name today. I mean, I definitely talked to Hillary supporters, but I think one thing to understand is that Virginia is not a state that's not inclined to vote for an African-American candidate. It's a state that once went for Jesse Jackson. It's a state that was the first to elect an African-American governor. And I think that what you're seeing is there are a lot of voters today who thought would go for Obama, in fact, did go for Obama.
Briefly, Audie, Barack Obama is not there with you in Richmond. How will the folks there hear from him tonight?
Right now, they're actually trying to figure that out. It may be a phone call. They are going to hear from the governor, Tim Kaine, who was the first governor outside of Illinois to support Barack Obama. And so right now, they'll have to deal with a surrogate, but they're hoping to hear from the senator sometime this evening.
Okay, NPR's Audie Cornish at what's turning into a Barack Obama celebration tonight in Richmond, Virginia.
We now go to NPR's Brian Naylor. He's at John McCain's election night headquarters. That's at a hotel in Alexandria, Virginia. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Michelle.
What's the scene there at the hotel? The race at this point still too close to call, that race between John McCain and Mike Huckabee.
Right. It's very close. And it's interesting. Virginia's Republican electorate is divided. Northern Virginia, where we are, the Washington, D.C. suburbs, tends to be very moderate. There are a high percentage of military personnel both here and in the Newport News area, which would be expected to give John McCain a lot of support. But there's also a very large rural part of Virginia, southern Virginia. There's a lot of evangelicals here. This is the state where both Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell used to call their home base. And so the evangelical Christian vote is very large here. And so it's really become a race to see who can get their folks out and who is most inspired to vote for their candidates.
You know, we've been watching the evangelical voters in that state very closely. According to the exit polls, nearly 7 in 10 voters in Virginia's Republican primary identified themselves as conservatives. Talking to voters there and earlier in the day, what are they saying about this sort of battle over who's the real conservative in the race?
Well, it's interesting because McCain has gotten a lot of support from the establishment figures. Senator John Warner has endorsed him. Former Senator George Allen has endorsed him. And most members of Congress have endorsed John McCain. But he still hasn't made the sale yet, I think it's fair to say, with a lot of voters who are distrustful of his positions on issues that are important to them, on taxes and on immigration. And I think that's where Huckabee has been able to make his inroads in the state.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was NPR's Brian Naylor speaking to us at John McCain's election night headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia.